Now joining us live from New York, we have Sarah Flounders, co-director of International Action Center. Thank you very much, ma'am, for joining us. We do see that Benjamin Netanyahu is referring to very old allegations which were proven wrong back then. Why do you think he's taking this tone at this point in time, and do you think it will be effective in order to meet the goals that he is looking for?
Well, the very first thing, before anyone listens to one word that Benjamin Netanyahu has to say from Israel, is to demand an accounting for Israel's nuclear weapons. How is it possible for him to even address this question of nuclear weapons when the whole world knows that Israel absolutely has nuclear weapons, has them not legally, has never accounted for them? So I think for anyone quotes or listens to anything he has to say, we should demand an accounting from him and from the state of Israel for its nuclear program. Next, obviously, he is trying to aid and push the U.S. in rejecting an agreement that they signed and signed with other countries, the 5+1 agreement, which the U.S. has already violated in numerous ways. Such as not ending the sanctions on Iran, which were due to end. And Trump complains that money was given to Iran. This was Iran's money that the U.S. had frozen and held for years, and only a fraction of it has been returned. So all of this is duplicitous, is fraud on every level, and I think there needs to absolutely be a demand from people of the world that the accord that was reached be held to. Now, why the U.S. wants to violate it? They violate every agreement, every treaty they have ever signed with any country around the world. If it's a developing country, it's part of their war program on the world, and they feel they're not bound to it. And one president makes an agreement, another president immediately reverses it. It shows no credibility whatsoever. And I think all the countries of the world have a reason to be very wary of any agreement the U.S. signs, because then they try to reverse it. And President Netanyahu of Israel is just trying to aid that. But we should demand an accounting of Israel's nuclear weapons.
Thank you very much, Sarah Flounders, co-director of the International Action Center from New York.